In early April 2011, arms dealer Mark Turi is exchanging emails with Chris Stevens. A day later, on April 8th, this heavily redacted email shows Secretary Clinton was interested in arming the Libyan rebels using contractors.
FYI, the idea of using private security experts to arm the opposition should be considered, she wrote. And Mark Turi showed Fox emails from his business partner David Manners from March and April 2011, which indicate support from Admiral James Stavridis,
the supreme Allied commander for the European forces.
In this email exchange, Admiral Stavridis, from a government account, writes he can fully vouch for David Manners' credibility. And Stavridis copies General Carter Ham, then commander of AFRICOM, short for Africa Command. Also copied via a personal email address was Mike Costew, who until February 2011 was a staffer for the Senate Armed Services Committee under Republican John McCain.
Mr. Turi paints a picture of a government totally out of control, operating outside the confines of the Constitution and without any transparency.
May 5th, Turi received this preliminary approval letter from the State Department for his $267 million arms proposal for Qatar. His attorney, Jean-Jacques Cabou, told Fox in emails that his client had a track record working for the U.S. government through the Central Intelligence Agency. And the government's case is an epic fishing expedition. As Hillary campaigns for president, several of the main players in Benghazi have left public service and now work together at a Clinton-aligned D.C. consulting firm, Beacon Global Strategies. These include Hillary's principal gatekeeper, Philippe Reines, Andrew Shapiro, who oversaw weapons contracts at State, former CIA Deputy Director Mike Morrell, who edited the talking points, and Admiral James Stavridis. Turi insists he never shipped any weapons to Qatar.
They were going to run it with their people. And who that is, I have no idea. I sat back and watched this unravel, and it went south really quick. When this equipment landed in Libya, half went one way, and the half went the other way. The half that went the other way is the half that ended up in Syria.
This Defense Intelligence Agency report provides further confirmation weapons were flowing unchecked in the weeks leading up to the 2012 attack.